다른 게 갑설라 가슴 그 둘레 외총 배 다진지 그 동화가 마음에 우리지 그 왕대 용그래라 드는 대양 제르도 마르팔로자 그 자가르게 열니 다 나로바다 메트팔라소바 잘 동화 체프르진 망보 톱요한데 ini dongwa cepat jengke nuni jengke ke dongwa bambu je melalui apa nang yore rete yena ya dinane ta tanda ya tanda tezi kasi top yore ini ngarang marba kesona ngarang lo cepore ta do top yore ini cerang ke nyamni ya bo carne jagarla lenji indone ini jengke ke dongwa tezi ya bo je shona shiba ya bo yore sunga rela ini dia sauna yang ini melalui pakuran ini cici terbaca nyamlinna jubale ini dikau sela jangan laca ini jenjun dapu maju
as a continuation of the Bahamut of yesterday which where we are now coming to the hearing lineage of Rechongvan. First of all, Mahaprabhu went to India several times, during which he received many different instructions from various masters, including Maitripa and Naropa. But there were some teachings that he still didn't receive. And he, at one point he told Milarepa, now I'm an old man, and when you have fully trained in these instructions, you should go to India once and receive more of the oral instructions. And Milarepa, however, practiced one-pointedly and never did go to India. So he sent instead Rechungpa to go later on.
Tene ta tela ya Rechungpa te tangpo tene kashi ting. Malarepala zepa chungarela. Tene malarepa de jitang chue tang mountain parese. Tene kashi yehi mare. Tende kunso yang tenala sachala yepe gamba kashi kisena. Malarepi ki chue sundu tela, tene malarepi chue patang, malarepi tawa tang, ngam tenzo yapo mare. Tene malarepa chue shido shige yo mare. Tene kunso yu zepa chepare. Tanyi tenzo ya, dangi ya, tene nge ngak ta, tota tenzo ya, dangi ya, tene tenzo la tenzo ta ndapu tengi yin samba si ne, tanda rechungpa ka tene malarepa ka tanga yinki minki jagala jing rogi yin si, sunga rewa, tene malarepa ka sauna, tanga ranzo, tanyi la shiba guba yo ma re, nyamlin se go re, tene yinki minki chirang jagala ndro na yin ndro na ndrigi re, la marpa lo sa ka nga yinki minki jagala tsar te yi song nyenji ka dhamma tenzo shu shu song yuwa re kate ngan ta dhubha dharne dhuse chongwa ma re te chara yinji minki jagala song na gyendo tanyi ta tene ngenwa tenzo ka gupa yuwa ma re te nyenji ka dhamma tenzo shu nyenji yi song na yapur yi song.
At one point, Milarepa was attacked by some philosophers from who looked at how Milarepa behaved, how his followers behaved, and then they came to criticize and challenge him in philosophical debate. But no matter what objections they raised towards Milarepa, he never replied on their terms in logic. Rather, he responded by speaking from meditation experience, from practice, the practice angle, And at that point, Rechongpa, he thought to himself, we do have the most profound faith instructions, and also in practice we are definitely the best, but unless we are able to give the proper replies when facing criticism from other philosophers, then we will come out looking bad. So he thought, I should go to India. There I will receive teachings in philosophy and debate. I will also receive more pith instructions, and also I will try to receive some teachings on the black magic and subjugating mantras, so when I come back I can show some signs when necessary. So he told his thoughts to Milarepa, and Milarepa replied to him, there's no point much for you to learn philosophical debate or mantras of black magic, but you can go to India and Nepal and then receive more pith instructions, the Minga. That would be very beneficial.
Tene ta teacher dala kon rejun pa de jagala se jagala se ne tene cher do jagala la man ke pa tum tu man bon ki jalwa de la dina ne tene tebo pa tu tebo pa ta jal ne tene de za ne dan da ye ji ko tum man bo je ye ji ko tum man bo je sem pa de la
ji ko pa
tebo pa tebo pa za ne ye ji ko tum sem pa de la tene dina ne dan da
Rechongpa left and went to India, and he met many great masters and siddhas, received numerous teachings. Among these, especially he received the pith instructions on Chakrasamvara from the great master Tipupa. And the hearing lineage of Rechongpa included in here comes mainly from Tipupa.
Tene ta tela ya zo malarepa ne go thop yo are la tene tebupa ne thop ti ni nyom de jar ne tene Rechong nyenji se ne Rechong pe ta malarepa ta tebupa ni ni thop ta ma ten zo Rechong pe tene khongri ka ma repa ten zo la na ne ramba yim to de pa tela Rechong nyenji se.
The combination of oral instructions that Rechongpa received from Milarepa and from Tipupa, which he passed on to his own disciples later on, are what is called the hearing lineage of Rechongpa.
Tene te jendala ta tanda Milarepa ni jipa kari yore se na tene telopa ni jipa tela norbu namba som se yore la tene telopa nosu ujingi yola pepne kandro matamjige tsomo tadoji nanjur maga tsani shumundu tela tini kandro matamjige tini cherana karegusi tedu tini kandro matamjige tsomo tela telo pi shuni tini ngala norbu nambasam te kori wari tini norbu nambasam te kandere siena jipa yigi norbu ta jik mlam yigi norbu ta ni tolam yigi norbu som
kuriware tam bute kyuma kyuba
jipa
kyuba
jipa wani kyuba jipa
milam tam
tene milam tam tene tolam.
In the lineage of teachings passing through Milarepa, there is what is called the three jewels, or three gemstones, we better call them three gemstones, which were received by Tilopa when he went to the western country of Udayana. He was asked there by the Dakinis, what do you want? And to the chief of all the Dakinis, Vajrayogini in person, he said, I want the teachings of the three gemstones, of which the first one is the gemstone of the lineage, the gemstone of dream, and the gemstone... Oh, Minji, sorry, not dream, but of ripening, the ripening empowerments. And the third one is the gemstone of the path of liberation.
Tene ta te yang ti namba sumbo te kandere se na jipa yi yin no bote tan kolo tencho ni pelo pa ni rinba yin to la jipa yin to cha. Tene kui namba kui chanab ka jipa ta bo te tan. Tene mlam yi yin no bo senke te som ka chanab ta bo yin to cha na zo. Tene yege tenba om shi ha ha hong hong pe senke te ngak ka kor tan. Tene tolam yigi nobu te tanda kolo denchu ka tuk ka namba tabu te ta di nobu namba sabu te telopi nusu ojin katu sonzi ni lama re.
The first of these wish fulfilling gemstones is related to the body aspect, which is the transmission of the lineage of the body of Chakrasambhara that were Tilopa received from Chakrasambhara. Then the second one, the wish-fulfilling gemstone of the path of ripening, is the basically the mantra.
Om Shri Ha Ha Hong Pe.
Om Shri Ha Ha Hong Hong Pe. And the third one, the wish-fulfilling gemstone of the path of liberation, is related to the mind of Chakrasambhara.
Tene ta te tabu ge jipa te la ta tanda rechung nyingi se ge yore la. Tene rechung nyingi ge wang ge kor la yang jitang ge denchu pa chung chuta nyi pa kasi takpo tang rechung nyi ka jikpa re la. Tene xal ye cho junyi ye pa te yang parchir jikpa re te tene wang ge kawla te zi
The empowerment for Chakrasambhara, according to the hearing lineage of Rechungpa, is also for a mandala with 62 deities. And these deities are alike or similar to the 62 deities in the hearing lineage of Kampopa. Also, the chief figure of Chakrasambhara, having four faces and 12 arms, is the same, but the ritual of the empowerment itself is slightly different.
Tene ta tikaps la jerdu rikpe ong nga ta tanda jarwa rik nga ingo la rikpe ong nga kurwa ti bumbu ong kaps la yuare la tene tita indo rangge jerem salve jerdu tene tangbo tene kolo tenju ka uta ka uang tene te yendo la kulu la chupa tene tachin chi tsambu singi na wata tene kulu la chupa tene yuare la tenju ka uang tene te yendo la tene rumbochi tingwa tang jencha tang tekom ka ujin tang tene tapa ka shanta la sopa ta tenju susu ka uang yuare la tene te wang te junsin tong gupa karire se na tene te rang jerem salwa ta jerem salwa te ya chilap tong tembe ye chetula tene ko ta jencha ta wota ta ta te su cha san wang yuare ka.
For the vast empowerments there are five aspects called the five knowledge empowerments, which correspond to the five Buddhas of the five families. Also, especially in order to be blessed with the power to visualize Chakrasambhara, there are specific empowerments for the different attributes and ornaments. First for the hair of Chakrasambhara, then for the smear of ashes and so forth, then for the different ornaments and bone ornaments, then there's the empowerment for his attire, his dress of tiger skin and so forth. And the purpose of these different empowerments of the attributes of Chakrasambhara is to be blessed with the power to be able to visualize the development stage.
Tene ta te tabo tang tene te gendla tene wang sumba ni pa sang wang tang sumba hira ihi ji wang tang yiwa tsing warum bo je ta tenzo jitang ke wang tabo jire la tene ya ta tenji jino ke kapsa la tene tanda wu jipa ihi no bu tang mulam ihi no bu tang tuolam ihi no bu tsenzi la tene wang yiwa de tsar ne jipa ihi no bu tsenzi la norbu ke wang tang mulam ihi no bu tsenzi la pumbu wang tang tene tuolam ihi no bu tsenzi la raji wang tete no pa sum no re.
The three following empowerments, called the secret empowerment, wisdom knowledge empowerment, and precious word empowerment, are according to the general system. And after these, as the concluding empowerments, there are three empowerments for the three wish-fulfilling gemstones. For the For the first one, the wish-fulfilling gemstone of lineage, there's the empowerment of a jewel, of a gemstone. Then for the second, the wish-fulfilling gemstone of the path of ripening, there's the vast empowerment. And for the third, the wish-fulfilling gemstone of the path of liberation, there's a sword empowerment.
Ti ta zo da bu ti ta ti ni ti jin de la yang a ti tang ge ta yin na chu ten ba ta ti ni rang ge ram ne ta jin si la su ba je ba a tang a ti ni ta ti ju ge che to la a yin na chu ten ba ge che to la le bom ke wang ta ti ma un ba la chu ten na yin la pe tu ni ge che la pe ji ba to bu che ta tene deken dala ramne ta jesi la so pa chepe che to ganzar ganzar to duzar duzar ke wan ta te zu yo re la tene te zu go wan to ka sa la tene ngarang ke ramne to jesi la so pa si ruwa ta tene ye na chu ta ruwa ni pa ta top so sa pa te si
go re. At the end, there are some extra additional empowerments. One is called the scripture empowerment, which is for to be installed with the blessing that at some point in the future, when teaching others, that what one teaches will be bring great benefit. Then there's also the empowerment for consecration and for fire puja, and at which point one is given the empowerment for the two implements for fire puja called the filler and the pura. And we should imagine that that point that we are receiving the blessings to be able to benefit others.
Tene ta chitang ge wang ge ka sa la tene mi pa sal tingen zen ya po chong ta tende se na tene wang rap la tene tan da on den ji shi jie se ge wa la on den ji shi jie se na tene batang ribu orang guru kapsula ini pumbung ai si ngai nomba imbala imbala hiba ini dejen dola sang wang ta kira ji ji wang kapsula rang ngwa ta sente ji ji rang yin ta nomba ta ba imbala hiba ta nyamu ba le dolwa ini yeba tsimur mbo ji kapsula rang ge ngu su chu ni de yin ni ge ne lu cha ja chim bu ji ji jula ji wa ta ta de go ge wa de la ni te la wan che par to papa la on den ki ichi ji wa se ni te rap de chona te de go ge ya yin ji min ji te ni on den ki ichi ji to gu men du na na ra wan ta ni to gu ma re si yo ma re la te ni na ra so ge te mu pa tam che na te ni ri go on nga gu ru ka sa la ta phum bo nga ja la ri nga yi sam ba ta bu ta te ni sa wa ta che ra bi hi jo wan ga ka sa la rang za da long dong ti le den zo number ta ba yin sa ba ta ni nga rang la de tong ge hi ji la ji su sa ba ta mo ba se ba ta ni wang ji ba ci mo ren bo ji ka zu la ya na rang ge sa ji ji bu ne lu to su sa ba mo ba se ba ta na nam se ba ta ya ni te ya po te ge yo te.
At best, when receiving embalmments, it is said that the wisdom, that is, the meaning of the embalmment, should arise within one's experience, within one's stream of being. That means that during the vase embalmment, we should realize that our five aggregates are in fact the nature of the five Buddhas, and that during the second and third, the secret empowerment and the wisdom knowledge empowerment, that our speech and our mind are of the nature of pure wisdom, that they are free from disturbing emotions and has a totally pure nature. And when receiving the fourth empowerment, called the precious word empowerment, that we actually and directly realize the innate natural state, the wisdom of Mahamudra. But if we are not able to actually realize the wisdom that is the nature of empowerment, we don't have to sit and feel that we are not receiving anything, be depressed about that. Rather, just imagine that my five aggregates are in fact the nature of the five Buddhas. They have a pure nature. And also my speech and my mind is totally free from impurity. They are of the nature of wisdom. And also when receiving the fourth empowerment, simply imagine or feel as if you have already realized the Mahamudra. It's perfectly all right to think like that.
Tene tegen de la tende sa matup na ya. Ta wan se ki de jitan ge jalap ge jiban da koi pichet na. Tene jitan ge chu ni ni de na ya chu ge ne lu she ki wa de la. Ya ka hi wan shu de na ya tene rang ge sem ge de pa tong mu ge ji. Ne wan de ji hi ta wo pa ta ji ren de zong ge gong ma nu na ya tene rang ge de pa tong mu ge ji.
But even if we're not able to think about these points, still, no need to feel depressed. The empowerment does involve the transmission of blessings. So if we can just have faith and devotion, then through simply that, we do receive blessings and all the numerous qualities associated with that. And that can happen whether we are receiving teaching, then through openness of faith and devotion, we can realize the wisdom that is the nature of empowerment. This can also happen during an empowerment ceremony, and so forth. But since Vajrayana is the path of blessings, most important is to have faith and devotion. There's no reason to sit and think, well, I don't understand anything from this empowerment. This is useless. And also, if somebody is asked, what is the wisdom that is the nature of the empowerment? And then one hand says, I don't know. Then we don't have to feel that we didn't receive anything, because if we have faith and devotion, there is still some blessings being transmitted.
Tinoni, tini tisong ka kapala, wang de jilap chepar tumpa pa tu su pumba tumpa isa risa pumbu. Kari de sena ngara sijala ndogra, ngara sijala mambu ndogra. Tini ndogra kapala, jitang chuji jima, ni nyunyung ndogra.
Rinpoche, he also considers that these days are the time at which the blessings of the empowerment are manifest. He has been to the West many times, not just a few times, but many times. And when giving a formal Dharma talk, only few people come to be present. When giving an empowerment, a lot of people come. And therefore, it's obvious that through empowerment, more people can enter the door to the Dharma. And when many people enter the door to the Dharma, they will be able to practice. And when they practice, then they will slowly be able to develop the qualities of Dharma practice. So in this way, the manifest blessings from the empowerment. So simply, we should receive the empowerment in accordance with our own capacity. We can ourselves be the judge of how we receive the empowerment. At best, of course, if we can realize the wisdom that is the nature of the empowerment. But if not, then just we can imagine that we are realizing it. And if we don't remember to imagine that we realize the wisdom that is the nature of empowerment, then just receive it with faith and devotion. That's also all right. That's it for today.